Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long time.
We're back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media, Madison, Waukesha, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, and soon elsewhere as well. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what, this one was a doozy. Ron Johnson, once again, part of the gang that couldn't shoot straight, shoots himself in the foot. This time, here's what he says. He says that if he gets reelected, he'll do everything in his power to make sure that Social Security money is invested in the stock market instead of U.S. Treasuries. Now, let me tell you why that's a bad idea and why that's a dangerous idea. When Social Security was set up, it was passed in 1935. The Republicans voted against it. They were opposed to Social Security. Then they were opposed to Medicare in the 1960s when Lyndon Johnson proposed it. They're opposed to Medicaid. But then what they always do, and Franklin Roosevelt realizes, they always then say in the next election, well, we're really for it. We just want to improve it. And Franklin Roosevelt was great. He gave a speech. He said, the Republicans tried to sabotage it in 1935, the Social Security. Now they say they want to improve it. Sure they do. Sure they do. Go on YouTube and listen to that speech. It's a great speech. Ron Johnson does not want to improve Social Security. He wants to eliminate Social Security because that's money that could be used as tax cuts for the upper 1%. Now, what does it mean when he says that it should be put in the stock market? Let me tell you something about the stock market. There's a book, if you are at all interested in reading, and this is for the average person, the layman, nothing technical, about how not to do stupid things in investing your money. It's called Winning the Loser's Game by Charles Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, Winning the Loser's Game. He was a director at Vanguard for a long time. And what he says is, he advises just putting money into a bond market index fund and a stock market index fund. Say the S&P 500, and the total bond market at Vanguard, for instance, and leave it alone. Don't even read a newspaper. Adjust it from time to time if one gets a little more than the other in the allocation. You know, in the last 100 years, the stock market averaged about 10.5%, but some years it was down 40%, and some years it was up 30%. Because of the Vietnam War from 1969 to 1979, it didn't move at all. It didn't make anything at all. It was under 1,000. The Dow was under 1,000. Now it's, what, 30-some-odd thousand. So if you happen to be drawing Social Security in a year, the stock market's doing well, yeah, there's money for you. But under Johnson's theory, if you invest in the stock market and it's doing poorly, you're going to get a lot less. You may get nothing at all. The other thing is, when you invest it with Wall Street, Wall Street gets a big slice. I have never seen a poor broker. Have you ever seen the offices of brokers? Have you ever seen their homes and their cars? That money comes from somewhere, and it comes from you, the amount that you could have paid, you could have made. You know, in your life, you may have a pension, you may not, you may be successful financially, you may not be, there may be reasons for that. You may have a 401k or a 403b, or you may not. But day in, day out, you'll always have a Social Security check when you're 65. It won't be a large check. It could be $1,200, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. But it'll probably be enough to pay the rent, some of the rent and food, and you can kind of get by. Whereas before 1935, one reason there was a depression, there were a lot of people who had no money at all, and they certainly had no pension. There were no labor laws, they get fired. The owners of the companies would hire Pinkertons to beat them and in some cases shoot them. And they'd be living in little hovels around in rural areas or, you know, little apartments, live with relatives, scrounge. My father wrote a novel called The Bronx Boy. It's about his growing up. He went to Fordham University in the Bronx when he got out of the Marine Corps. And my mom worked for the phone company and put him through. And during the Depression, apparently, back in the 30s, now he was in there after the World War II, after 1945, but in the early 30s, there was a guy called the Meistersinger. And he would come around into the apartment buildings and they had a central courtyard and he'd start singing. And he had a hat in front of him. And he'd say, "I am a poor man. I have a wife and three children. I have no money. Please throw me your coins." And then he'd sing. He was a very good voice. People lean out the window, they clap, and they throw a few coins down. They go to the next apartment building. That's the kind of stuff they did. There were bread lines, soup lines. You'd line up, get some food, and bring it home to your family. Franklin Roosevelt had the idea, you know, why not do something different? Why not have every employee and every employer pay a little something in so that when they retire, they'll get a check and they don't have to sing in the courtyards of the apartment buildings in the Bronx, and they also don't have to go to soup lines. You know, they can go down, buy a pound of hamburger and some bread and milk, and, you know, they can eat. And so people who retired, this money was there. And it's still there. And it's still there for Medicare. Now, what Johnson said a couple of weeks ago was he said it should be discretionary. He didn't say then that he wanted it in the stock market. You may remember he said that they should pass a budget, pass a defense, tax cuts, and anything left over should be used for Social Security. Well, I got news for you. What's left over wouldn't fund Social Security the way you know it now. You would not get a check for $1,200, you get it for $600. You wouldn't get it for $3,000, you get it for $1,500. And then in a good year, you might get a few bucks more. In a bad year, they keep whittling it down, whittling it down, whittling it down. And the ultimate objective of the Republican Party, and they had this out as a platform, but as you know, they don't have a platform anymore because they realized that people read the platform and didn't like what they read. But their stated objective is to privatize Social Security and Medicare, voucherize Medicare. Now, what does that mean? Privatized Social Security means that you would be permitted, it's like a 401k, you'd put, you know, I don't know, $100 a month in the equivalent of a 401k. They'll call it a Social Security 401k. And your employer will put in something. And then you can invest it any way you want. We invest it in the stock market. Well, most people, when it comes to financial investment sense, don't have enough firepower between their ears to blow their hat off, okay? Let's be blunt. They invest in Japanese small caps. They invest in cryptocurrency. They invest in Bitcoin, and they get taken to the cleaners. If you go to a big firm like JP Morgan, they take a very large fee, a couple of percent. So at the end, you're not going to have the same as your Social Security now. And if you had the misfortune to retire in the 1970s, or in, how about 2002, 2003 after the downturn? How about 2008 and 9? The S&P 500 lost 40%. You'd have a check that was a little over half of what you normally had. Do you really want that? Do you really want to go back to pre-Franklin Roosevelt? Johnson is saying this because Johnson doesn't need Social Security. You know, the maximum check from Social Security might be $4,000 a month or $5,000, well, $4,000 a month. He doesn't need $4,000 a month. He has tens of millions of dollars. What he needs is a tax cut. You've got to understand that. When these guys say something, it's not intended to help you, it's intended to help them. But it's disguised as supposedly helping you. So how dumb are you? I mean, it really comes down to that. How dumb are you? You're not dumb at all. You're a good person. You don't have time to think about politics. You don't have time to think about a lot of stuff. But consider what the Republicans say and consider what the Democrats say. The Democrats invented Social Security. Democrats invented Medicare, invented Medicaid. It's a safety net. Nobody's saying you should exist only on Social Security, but at least it's a safety net. If you had to, you could take a much more modest apartment and you could afford food. Under the Republicans, you'd be at the mercies of Wall Street. Wall Street does not exist for mercy. There's nobody on Wall Street who's poor. There's nobody on Wall Street who has a shabby office or drives an old car or lives in a bad part of town. And that is because that comes out of your investments. So when Johnson a few weeks ago goes, Social Security and Medicare should be discretionary. We should reevaluate them every year or every 2 years when we do a budget. And as you know, they don't do a budget. They do a budget resolution because they stand in opposed to it. And they filibuster a budget. And they'll assign an amount, and it'll keep going down and down for Social Security. Now he realized he got caught. So he says, let's put it in the stock market. We'll do really well. Anytime you have a guy come to your house and say, I got a real good investment for you in the stock market, Chinese small caps, Japanese small caps, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, marijuana, all this stuff you read in the paper, you don't know enough to invest. Most people should invest in mutual funds from reputable companies like Vanguard, T. Rowe Price, Fidelity. Put it in 50-50, 60-40 stocks and bonds. If you're very young, maybe 80-20. And then don't read a newspaper. It's meaningless. Read Winning the Loser's Game by Charles Ellis. It's worth every cent you're buying it, believe me. And if you vote for Ron Johnson or Rick Scott, the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, who said that everybody should pay some taxes, even people making 12 grand a year, so they have skin in the game. And he took the fifth in a Medicare fraud grand jury. You're going to deserve what you get. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.